Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect right now? With the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, need a new playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. I take your questions that you've emailed me, freedom@charliekirk.com. We talk about the new FBI building. We ask the question of whether or not members of Congress are being actively blackmailed to vote for a new FBI headquarters. We do a rather deep dive into the Israel issue and examine it from all angles. And I take your questions all hour. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member at members.charliekirk.com. That's charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. charliekirk.com and click on the members tab to listen to every single one of our episodes, advertiser free. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is America's most important organization. So get on board. Help us continue the movement at tpusa.com. And get involved with AmFest, our big event coming up in December, amfest.com. That is amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Charlie, how was your time at UCLA? More importantly, how were the Hamas protests yesterday? What did you see and gather from that? Well, first, it was illuminating. It wasn't violent, thankfully. There were about 1,300 protesters out there, and in support of the, you could call it, the Palestinian cause. They say, you know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And the kind of moral blurring of lines that so many of these students had is extraordinary. And at the root of this is intersectionality. We've explained that before, which is intersectionality is the convergence of forces, the alliance of political forces that otherwise might be contradictory towards a greater evil. Now, I want to play some pieces of tape here because this is finally starting to surface. It's starting to break the back of the American Democrat Party. Of all the issues, you wouldn't think that Israel would be the one that would be this great liability for the Democrat regime and for Joe Biden's chances, or whoever the candidate ends up being, going into next November. So I want to play, I'll find this tape here. Here it is. Yeah. Let's play cut six. Jamal Bowman, fire alarm man. Listen to this. Play cut six.
Let's talk about Gaza, Congressman. How much damage is Joe Biden's support for Israel doing to the Democratic base?
Yes, it could. And let me just be very clear. It's one thing to support Israel. It's another thing to never hold Israel accountable. And the Muslim community, the Arab community, and Palestinians hear that loud and clear and receive that as erasure, and even further, receive it as dehumanization. Historical, just continuing to support Israel without the proper critiques and accountability led us to what happened on October 7th, but also what's happening now.
You want a ceasefire? You had a ceasefire on October 6th. You had a ceasefire before you went in and killed 1,500 Jews. You could have allowed Yom Kippur to happen. You went in, you declared war. And you did not declare war in a conventional way. Even if you declared war in a conventional way, it would have been morally unacceptable. But you read the blueprint. They were walking around with pamphlets. What the Hamas terrorists believed success looked like was going to civilian corridors, concerts. There are still 200 hostages right now, 20 of which are American citizens. Time out. Why have we not been putting more pressure? Where is Congress, by the way, holding hearings, demanding answers? Who is still being held hostage? And God, who are these people? We want names of the Americans there. What's being done to try and get them rescued? We are sitting on an Iranian hostage crisis. And Joe Biden is dodging and avoiding this. When 52 Americans were held in Iran, it was a national crisis that we still talk about to this day. Tallying the days, we got daily updates on the news. Why do 20 Americans, about 10 to 15 Americans, potentially, we don't know the number, they won't tell you, being held hostage, why does nobody care? Even worse than that, we have American citizens tearing down posters of pictures of the hostages on college campuses. One of the things that you see on these campuses at UCLA is they'll say that, I'm going to try my best to remember the exact wording, is that resistance is justified when you are occupied. That's the essence of it. So a college student is so morally poisoned that they believe that beheading people and putting babies in the oven, going to concerts and kidnapping people and mowing them down by the hundreds and then 1,500 total, raping women is resistance. And then they have the gumption, these college activists, to play the victim because Israel is retaliating. Now, there's a very easy hack in this whole thing. Very simple, very clear. They'll say, so we'll say this, we want to get rid of Hamas. And the activist will say, oh, well, Hamas doesn't represent the people of Gaza very well. Well, then why don't you support getting rid of Hamas? If Hamas is not a representative of the people of Gaza, shouldn't you support the IDF operation? Wouldn't that be welcome? If the people of Gaza are being held hostage by these terrible Hamas people that you don't support, then you should be cheering for the IDF, shouldn't you? And they complain and they say, well, look, there's all these civilians that are dead. No one wants the death of civilians, but it's Hamas to blame. Hamas is to blame for using civilians as human shields. Hamas is mowing down civilians in Gaza who are trying to go to the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Hamas is not focused on helping Gazans. They're focused on killing Jews. If you read the original charter documents of Hamas, it is morally indistinguishable from Nazi Germany. The full and complete abolition of the Jewish people. Arab countries that focus all their attention on hating Israel are using the same playbook that the American left uses here. Don't take responsibility for improving the welfare of your own citizens. Instead, find an enemy to relentlessly attack. Find a boogeyman that you can isolate, polarize, and then you'll never have to actually deliver for your citizens. Instead, you can blame the other side. In America, they blame the white man. They blame the Christian. They blame the conservative. They blame the quote-unquote fascist. With Hamas and Gaza, instead of using the hundreds of millions of dollars that Gaza receives, hundreds of millions of dollars, to improve the well-being of the people of the Gaza Strip, they use it to build terror tunnels. And they say, but we're occupied, we're oppressed. How are you oppressed on October 6th? What's before you launched this attack, how exactly were you oppressed? And they say, well, we were oppressed because, we don't have freedom of movement. Hold on a second. Israel, it doesn't have freedom of movement with Lebanon. Why is Israel so wealthy and so successful? Because Israel does not make their identity in constantly being in poverty and misery. Israel says, let's build something beautiful. And they have. It's a very wealthy country. What's preventing Gaza from being a Singapore in the Middle East? What's preventing that? And the answer is that the leaders don't want it. The leaders of Gaza, Hamas, do not want the improvement of the welfare of the people in the Gaza Strip. They'd rather kill Jews. And what is not getting enough reporting is that some of the leaders of Hamas are living billionaire lifestyles. They are living opulent, gold-plated lives in five-star hotels and massive McMansions all across the Middle East, while the people of Gaza, they use as human shields and pawns to keep on getting hundreds of millions of dollars from Europe, from America. Part of the Palestinian Authority's budget, as we have previously highlighted, is a pay-for-slay policy. If you kill Jews, your family gets paid. Here is a fact. The family members of the people that did the massacres on October 7th are now getting money. They're getting checks. They subsidize the killing of Jews. Those young men, those savage demons that went into Israel and killed Jews, in the back of their head, they said, my family's about to get paid. And they were right. It's called the pay-for-slay policy. You can look it up. They were incentivized to do it. They got a reward. And their family is now receiving money. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try to try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Teresa from Delaware. Charlie, love the show. My daughter has been propagandized by the Students for Justice of Palestine. She was raised a good Christian, but she says the people of Gaza are peace-loving, wonderful people, and they were totally justified in what they did. Please help. I feel like I'm losing my daughter. Well, yeah, you are, probably because you sent her to college, unfortunately. Look, I think the best person to address this is Douglas Murray. He did an unbelievable job in this clip. We're going to go through it, and it should give you chills. We keep on comparing Hamas to the Nazis, and they're very similar. But Hamas is actually worse in some ways. You know, the Nazis came up with gas chambers largely because they were too traumatized for shooting that many Jews. They had to get themselves so drunk to do some of the evil that they were commanded to do. Now, there were some real sick Nazis that enjoyed it, no doubt, obviously. But the rank and file Nazi soldiers, they even felt a cloud of guilt grow, and they had to medicate themselves, and they were high on drugs. In fact, heavily drugging themselves was a major part of Nazi military strategy. And by the way, these are not my words. Douglas Murray. Douglas Murray says that Hamas is morally worse than the Nazis. Play cut 171.
The thing that struck me, you know, Piers, about seeing the 7th of October footage was that even the Nazis were actually ashamed of what they did. I tell you one very big difference. If you look at the footage, the raw footage, and I really hope people don't on a wider scale have to view what I viewed the other day, If they see it, they will see something that is at least as barbaric as what the Nazis did. But here's the difference. They did it with glee. They were deeply proud. You see people trying to, you know, taking the head off a young Israeli man with a shovel and then calling their parents back in Gaza and telling them, "Father, father, I've killed ten Jews with my own hands. Get mother on the phone. I want to tell her how great a job her son has done."
Now, before some person in the media misrepresents what I'm saying, all demons, Nazis, Hamas, and all that. But Douglas Murray is the one to take this argument to, by the way. He's arguing that Hamas did this with glee and celebration, and he's right. By the way, hear about how wonderful the people of Gaza are. Oh, they're so terrible, what's happening to them. Play cut 169.
Your question supposes that there is a sort of peaceful Palestinian population in the Gaza who would love a two-state solution and then a few bad apples in Hamas. I think that's not true. Why is it that when one of the victims of the music festival, a poor young German Jewish girl, who it seems was raped and then brutally murdered and taken into the Gaza naked. Why was it that you can find, and anyone can find this online, a crowd of ordinary Gazans, it wasn't a Hamas rally, ordinary Gazans spitting on her body, hitting her body, mutilating her body further as it went down the street? Does that strike you, Piers, as a placid population of peacenik types who are just desperately waiting for a two-state solution to be put back on the table for the millionth time in the last 70-something years?
Many Gazan civilians participated in celebrated these civilians. Normal, everyday Jews being paraded through the streets. And we're supposed to be told that, oh, you know, the regular rank and file of Gaza, they want peace. No, they hate Jews. They institutionally hate Jews. Of course, there are plenty of innocents in the Gaza Strip. But it's a fair question to ask, how many? How deep is this moral cancer in Gaza? Do they actually support Hamas? That's a good question. And if they don't support Hamas, then shouldn't they be welcoming IDF as a liberation force? If they support Hamas, then they must hate what the IDF is doing. But obviously they don't support Hamas. Or do they? Douglas Murray with a very, very heavy piece of commentary. You have some of these Arab Muslims that went in to kill Jews and they're live streaming on social media using the victims' phones so that their friends could see them be killed. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Aren't you tired of not making a difference? You can. We can make a difference standing for life by giving free ultrasounds with our friends at Preborn. In a Dobbs world, states decide about abortion, and so many liberal states are taking extreme stands, even allowing abortion up to literally the second before a baby is born. It's unbelievable, but true. And in California, the demand for abortions has increased 400% in part because the state is inviting women and girls to come to California for the sole purpose of aborting their baby. This is abortion trafficking. Take a stand for life by providing an ultrasound for a young woman. When you do, she is twice as likely to choose life. I'm a donor and you should be too, to Preborn. Just $28 provides that ultrasound and saves one baby. $140 saves five. A gift of $15,000 provides an ultrasound machine that can save thousands of babies for years to come. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the Preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com and click on the Preborn banner. Carlos from Florida. Charlie, love the show. We need to get rid of Rana. How do we best do that? Thanks for leading the charge. Look, we have to keep the pressure on. It is unacceptable that the person in charge of the RNC, the leader, is a proven loser, and also the niece of Mitt Romney, which is a whole separate issue. We need winners. We need people that are willing to work 20-hour days, that are going to go raise the money, inspire the base, mobilize the grassroots, implement the data technology necessary. We need someone that's going to be able to dedicate their entire life to this and doesn't just want to be seen and take pictures. We need to get rid of the country club type atmosphere. Unless she resigns, we can't immediately get her out. Maybe something can happen in the Vegas type meetings. Maybe. And she refuses to take responsibility. Refuses. For the pattern of losing that we have seen. I think that's the first time in the history of the Republican Party, post the founding of the Republican Party in Ripon, Wisconsin. Or is it Ripon? I think it's Ripon, actually. I just got it wrong. Ripon, Wisconsin. I think it's the first time in the history of the party that at a Republican debate, they're calling for the head of the RNC to resign. Has that ever happened before? Play cut 121.
There were allegations that were thrown on the stage by a number, one of the candidates in particular, arguing that the Republican Party has a culture of policing. Specifically, Vivek Ramaswamy called for you to resign. Would you like to respond to that?
I'm going to focus on beating Joe Biden. I wish that's what all the candidates did. I'm not running for president. I'm very proud of the fact that under my tenure, we won back the House. We now are getting investigations into the Bidens. But, you know, I'll leave other people to attack Republicans. I'm going to focus on Democrats.
This is why people don't like you. It's why people want you gone. I'm very proud of my track record. Joe Biden is in the White House. Chuck U. Schumer is Senate Majority Leader. We have a 4-seat majority in the House. And you're the one that magically got us back the House? And then she went on to attack Vivek the next morning on the great Stu Varney's program. I love Stu. He's my man. He's awesome. And she goes on. She's like, well, I'm not running for president. What is your track record exactly? I'm glad Katie Pavlich, I've known Katie a long time, really, really proud of her. She has a great career. I'm glad she asked that question. So I'm sure that the RNC afterwards, like, why'd you ask that question? That's really unfair. Well, Vivek brought it up on stage. I'm really proud of my track record. Let's play another piece of tape. Let's go to 155, blaming everyone but herself for election results. Play cut 155.
You don't let people lie about you and let it go unanswered. Let it go unanswered. And our candidates have got to do this. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. You can go and say, this is where I stand. The Democrats are lying. And now let's talk about crime, schools, border, fentanyl, and national security.
I just want to clarify one quick thing, though. The RNC had no involvement in these elections in Virginia per Governor Youngkin's request.
We were told in the summer they didn't need us, that they had all the money and they were good.
Ronna McRomney comes from the state of Michigan, and she actually shares something in common with a name you probably haven't heard in quite some time. Rod Marinelli. How many in the audience know that name, Rod Marinelli? Rod Marinelli was a football coach of the Detroit Lions in 2008. Ron Marinelli has the distinguished honor for presiding over the worst NFL season in the history of the sport. 0-16. And then he became the Bears assistant head coach afterwards in 2009. And then the defensive coordinator and onward from there. Rod Marinelli was the head coach of the Detroit Lions when they went 0-16. 0-16. Yeah, Rod Marinelli was fired. Or did he resign, actually? That's a good question. On December 29th, 2008, in addition to the majority of his coaching staff, Rod Marinelli and his whole staff were fired. The worst record in NFL history. And the Detroit Lions cleaned house. Why won't the RNC fire their losers? They stay in power. What is your track record at the RNC exactly? Controlled opposition? Lost in 18, lost in 20, very disappointing in 22, barely got the House, lost in 23, or maybe your goal is to get the Democrats in power? I'm actually legitimately confused. We have more checks and balances for our football teams than the political party that will decide the future of the country. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to keep on answering your questions. I want to dissect some of the things that Vivek Ramaswamy highlighted in the debate. Vivek Ramaswamy having stones of steel, cojones, the size of Neptune, to call out Ronna McRomney for resignation and NBC News. This is the way, everybody. And I'll say it once, I'll say it again, twice, three, four times. Ron DeSantis is America's greatest governor. You guys can hate me all you want for saying that. It's the darn truth. He's done a great job in Florida. In fact, I'm afraid he's not being as good of a governor right now because he's in Iowa so much. What a missed opportunity for Ron DeSantis not to say this. Vivek Ramaswamy, play cut 104.
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party.
She won't address the voters. There's two ways to build an institution. You can build an institution or a company based on truth and merit, or alternatively, corruption. Let's build that out. When America was a strong country, we were built on truth. We were built on telling the truth, holding one to a truth. These truths are self-evident. As America has collapsed, wouldn't you agree that we're more built on corruption than truth? Insider deals, proximity to power, patronage, families, insiders. Societies, or even political parties that are built on corruption, create a lot of anger by the people that they're supposed to represent. And to add insult to all of this, the RNC does nothing for this November election. We got slaughtered in Ohio. We got rolled over in Kentucky. These are red states. Red states, everybody. And then Vivek closes the deal. Play cut 106.
And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years, was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Robert.
Sorry. This is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn
That's
to Governor Christie.
If every Republican had that kind of fighting spirit, we'd be in a much better place. Not to mention, Ronna was then overheard for saying, Vivek's not going to get a cent from us. Now, just so we're clear, Ronna, Vivek Ramaswamy is like 10 times richer than the cash on hand at the RNC. He doesn't need any money from you. Vivek Ramaswamy is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Say whatever you want about Vivek. Some people think he's real or fake. I'm very impressed by him, by the way. What he did there at the RNC, hero's work. That is real stuff. That's not happy talk. That is action. That is because you are looking the regime right in the eye. That's big league. That's Trump 2016 when Trump said, and all of your donors are out there. It's like, oof. And Vivek Ramaswamy has mainstreamed our rebellion here on the show. We've been trying to build this darn rebellion since January. And now, I got to be honest, there are more people talking about regime change at the RNC. It feels like the Iraq war all over again. So I was really curious the other day when I saw a news item where the Department of Justice is suddenly investigating a brothel in Northern Virginia that they said politicians and members of the military frequented for $600 an hour prostitution services. Now, I know what you're all thinking. Most DC politicians are prostitutes themselves, so doesn't that exempt them from prostitution on prostitution type stuff? But that we'll get into that later. And I was like, that's interesting. The Department of Justice is taking an interest in sex crimes. You know, like, where's the Epstein flight logs? By the way, God bless Marsha Blackburn. I don't know what enemy she wants, what she's doing. Marsha Blackburn's coming out, and she's like, yeah, I want all the flight logs, and we've been lied to about all this. God bless you, Marsha. I've known you for a long time. You have my deep respect for it. You are going after the big, the Death Star right there. So Molly Hemingway, another one of my favorite people, comes out and she tweets. So the Department of Justice charges three men with running brothels that allegedly hosted politicians, military officials. We don't know who the politicians are, so the DOJ is holding back those names. So then Molly Hemingway comes out and she says, quote, "Is it bad that I assume that all 70 Republicans who just voted to reward the FBI with a brand new headquarters are also clients of this brothel?" Whew, that is spicy. Also, good work on the Department of Justice for announcing this on the day the headquarters is up for a vote. Exactly what you'd expect for an agency whose HQ is literally named after J. Edgar Hoover. Molly Hemingway with the fastball. Yeah, you heard that, right? Molly Hemingway is saying that the FBI comes out with the brothel story as sword of Damocles blackmail to get Republicans to approve their new headquarters. And it worked. Breaking news. 70 House Republicans have just approved a $300 million, additional $300 million, for a new beautiful headquarters for the FBI that will be larger than the Pentagon. That is $300 million that will not be spent to Border Patrol, not sent to secure our country. The people that voted for it, Bacon, Barr, Bentz, Bice, Bost, Buchanan, Buck, Calvert, Kerry, Carter, Chavez, DeRemer, Cole, D'Esposito, Diaz-Balart, Duarte, Edwards, LZ, Finstra, Ferguson, Fitzpatrick, Flood, Gabarino, Tony Gonzalez, Gonzalez, Colon, Granger, Graves, Guthrie, Hinson, Joyce, Keene, Kelly, Kiley, Kevin Kiley. It's a disappointment, man. Young Kim, Custiff, LaHood, LaLota, Lamburn, Lawler, Lee, Leto, Lucas, Lukemeyer, Malatakis, McCormick, McHenry, Muser, Womack, Wenstrup, Wagner, Van Orden, Velado, Velado, Turner, Thompson, Strong, Smucker, Smith, Smith, Simpson, Sessions, Scott, Salazar, Rogers, Rogers, Obernight, Nunn, Newhouse, Murphy, Moylan, Moore, and Max Miller from Ohio. So they all talk a big game on weaponization of government, that we don't want the government to be weaponized. And then they approve a $300 million new headquarters for the FBI. And Molly Hemingway, she goes there. How many of these politicians in the Republican Party that just authorized a new headquarters for the FBI were paying for sex at the brothel that the Department of Justice is now investigating? She asked the question. It's worth some introspection, isn't it? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.